Hey, hey. Shalom, everybody. What's good in the building with y'all? What's goody? We back. Yada the poet here herself. I just want to share with y'all everything that the Most High has been bestowing upon me. Just as well as just things that he has been allowing me to experience. All praise to the Most High.
You told me that it's working out for my good. You told me that it's working out for my good. You told me that it's working out for my good. You told me that.
Shalom, shalom. Let me see. Shalom. Shalom, y'all. Hold on. I'm trying to wait till a little bit more people get in here. I got a story for y'all. Okay, matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and start because I'm recording it on my podcast as well. But y'all, it's just so nice. Okay, y'all, this music be getting me hype. Okay, so today, I'll praise to the Most High. So today, I went on a journey. I went to the mountains today, and I got the chance to see waterfalls. I got a chance to see, you know, just different things in nature, the Most High's creations. And so, y'all, woo! I'm gonna tell y'all. So whenever I was making my way to the top of the mountain, I noticed a lot. I saw like little bodies of water, and I saw like like little crevices, and even those places within the mountain had water. And so while I was out there, I went out there with the mindset, okay, look, I want to hear the Most High type of thing, and I want him to speak to me, you know, through his creations. And so, like, when I saw that, I'm like, okay, like, even the littlest things, no matter how, you know, big or broad you may think you is in the human society, like, the Most High can use you. He can do, you know, great things with you. He can put a lot in some into something or somebody that, you know, people think is little. And also, okay, so y'all know, like, if y'all go to a mountain or whatever, you gotta hike up that thing. Like, you gotta make your way. And so, making my way up the mountain, I'm not gonna hold y'all. I don't want to say like I was scared, but like, you know, going over the little rocks, you know what I'm saying? He's kind of like, okay, let me be careful. Let me watch my step. So with me watching my step, like, it led me to, like, do stuff that I didn't think, you know, that I could. I'm not going to say that I could do, but just, like, getting out my comfort zone. Hallelujah. So getting out my comfort zone, it allowed me to get out my comfort zone. And my hair is dry. But anywho, let me focus. And so I realized I was getting tired hiking up the mountain, and I'm just like, I already know what this means. You know, I gotta continue to be patient. I gotta continue to push forward or whatever. And in my head, like, I heard, just wait and see what's at the top. Everything's gonna be okay. Like, you got it. And so I realized, like, I've been working out and stuff lately, and so I realized, like, climbing up that mountain, that's a workout in itself, but all in the process, in the journey, that's the word I was looking for, in the journey, you're going to have some hardships, you're going to have trials and tribulations, but it's how you overcome them and continue to press forward to the mark of your calling. It's how you do those things, you know, about not how fast you get to the top or none of that. Like, it's about paying attention and focusing on the journey. And so during that journey, like, my legs was getting tired, and I'm not gonna hold y'all, I'm not gonna say like I wanted to quit, but I just wanted to stop. Like, I don't want to do this right now. Like, I just need a second type of thing. And so when I finally made it to the top, I was very happy. It was very beautiful. And I'm going to drop, you know, some pictures probably later tonight or tomorrow. Y'all willing, whichever. But when I got to the top, I was just fascinated. I was just like, wow, you know, it took all of that hard work, that dedication, that endurance to get to the top. And so I was just embracing the beauty of the Father's creations while I was at the top, and just listening to the water. And I was like, I know his voice is the sound of many waters. I'm just like, wow, like, this is beautiful, this is amazing. And so I stopped. I really didn't want to have my phone, but I was recording on my phone. And I put my phone up because I was like, I really want to like take in, I really want to like take it in and, you know, listen to what the Most High has to say. And so I was standing there, you know, I took a deep breath. I was, you know, working and focusing on my breathing. And the Most High, I was praying. And like the water, it just seemed like the water was getting louder and I could just hear it with the wind. And like I just heard like everything is gonna be okay, because if y'all don't know, you know, I'm going through some things right now, and I mean everybody's going through things, but it's about how you overcome those things. And you know, people, or you know, whoever the Most High used to help you through your situation, you know, use you know, himself. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. And so after I was praying, like, I just started breaking down and crying, and I just kept hearing, like, everything is going to be okay. And my family that I was with, like, they came, and they, like, was hugging me, and they was just telling me, like, everything is going to be okay, you know, the Most High got you. And we prayed again, and, like, I was really crying because what the world? Hold on. Wow, it just started pouring out of nowhere. But, I thought I was tripping when I heard it, but I had to go check. But, and so, yeah, like, we prayed and everything, and I was just really crying because I was just really so grateful. And I was just very happy, you know, that I got to experience that, and as well as just truly hear the Most High's voice and just take that in and know that everything that I'm going through right now is for my good. It's not for me to be sad about or none of that about, you know what I'm saying? And so I just give the Most High all honor, glory, and praise. Like, it was a beautiful situation, and I feel like us as his children, we should try to be out in nature more because, you know, that's a way to connect with him. And I know for me, nature has been something that I always did. Even before I was in the truth, I used to love, like, just going to bodies of water and just embracing, you know, what was around me and, you know, seeing his creations, because I always knew that there was a higher power. But it was just beautiful, and I just really had to share that. And it was on my spirit to also share with y'all, like I said, we're all going through things, but it's how we show the Most High's glory once we get through these things, and even going through them, and, you know, just expressing how he is keeping and blessing us. And so, you know, I just pray that this helps somebody, that this is a message to somebody, that this is confirmation to somebody. Let it be so in the almighty name of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. I always feel closest to higher. All praises to the Most High. Yes, like, I love that. I want to do that on the daily, for real. Like, I really want to start doing that as much as I can. Hold on, y'all, I gotta turn. Trying to save a soul. I want my people in Jerusalem, the days of hope. I want to give you all praise to the Most High, y'all. I'm going to finish just because this song. Give you a sample through your son, and it's the only way. Ain't no pagans over here. We keep it holy days. I want my people stop the killing. We dropping the prophets. I want us come back to the laws. And no other option. Don't want no hate up in my heart. Not over no doctrine. I want the fruits of the spirit, y'all can keep the nonsense. I had to renew my mind, I had to free my conscience. I had to confess my sins, I had to be honest. I want the Ruach HaKodesh to come into me. I only trust the Father, not the enemy. The Father worthy. Danny Poo, Shalom sister. I only want the spirit, so I'm killing me. Yo. The Father gave me righteousness that I desire. I want to see the kingdom, not the lake of fire. Shalom, y'all. scriptures got me higher. Hey. Okay, y'all. Back to the story. What was the mountain I went to? I think it was like Stone Mountain or something like that. I'm gonna look it up and I'm gonna show y'all. I'm gonna send it to y'all. But all praises to the Most High. Like, I'm just so grateful. Like, every day is beautiful. But, like, when y'all, like, y'all gonna understand what I'm saying. But, like, when y'all really, like, allow the Most High to, like, show y'all something and y'all, like, really sit back and pay attention, like, it's beautiful, bro. What do you say? Okay, so, yes, I did. Today was the day. Today was a great day. All praise to the Most High. I would tell you to come over, but you're probably not going to come out in this rain. I just heard the rain just, like, started pouring out of nowhere. But, it's heaven, her. But, it was beautiful. Y'all can't wait to post these pictures. All praise to the Most High. Like, I feel like I'm going to cry again just talking about it. But it was a very humbling, experience. I was going to say the wrong word. I was about to say experience. But yes, y'all, I did. And tomorrow is my Earth Day. All praise it to the Most High. Y'all willing, I get to see it. I get to see it. Anytime, sis. And I know that, so we definitely need to plan that. I really want to try to do that, like, every weekend or something, like every Shabbat. I know y'all got waterfalls. Yes, don't sleep on us. Do not sleep on us. Do y'all hear the music that's playing? Y'all can join in if y'all want. I don't see no requests. What did she say? 2 Corinthians 13:5. I gotta stay on my 2 Corinthians 13. Oh, y'all. Period. That's all we do. Big holy energy. Shake your spirit before it's too late. I examine myself every day. Please open. Okay. Avia. I think it's like Sarah Newsom. Avia. It's Avia. Let me show y'all. Before that, I will tell y'all. This is my favorite one by her, too. It's called Examine. What'd she say? Shirt. Thank you. That nature is beauty. No, Kizzy. I love nature, y'all. It's that beat for real. Nah, it's some lyrics too. Okay, y'all, let me focus. All right, back on topic, y'all. So I just wanted to share that. I just wanted to share the importance of your journey. I know I say that a lot, but for real, like, we have to pay attention because, like, we have to realize, like, people die every day. Some people die in their sleep. Some people don't wake up and see the next day. And it's just... I don't think people understand. I don't think people understand the Most High's grace and His mercy for real. Like, I don't think people understand. And I'm not even saying that. Well, I'm not going to say that. Excuse me. But, the Most High is just so beautiful for real. And I feel like that's why I be, like, crying a lot. Because, like, if you just sit back and you just reflect on what the Most High has done for you as an individual, and then look at what He do for the people. And look at what the Most High do for the people, y'all. That's just, like, you can't even really fathom that. You can't really fathom that. Like, hiking is good for the heart. All praises to the Most High, for real. I'm not gonna hold y'all, like, I was out of breath and everything. I was out of breath. And I was like, nah, I'm about to keep going. I can't stop now. That was my mindset. I cannot wait to get my hair retwisted, because, boy. But I just hope and pray that people truly get to experience the Most High, you know. The goodness, His goodness, and, you know, as it says, you know, taste and see that He is good. And I don't think people understand that for real. I don't know what to say to the people but to trust in Him for real. Trust in the Most High, because what is this, bro? But I ain't gonna be on here long. Y'all know I like to keep it short and sweet. I wanna know some places that that maybe I could do spoken word at in North Carolina. Like, I Googled stuff and I didn't see nothing come up. So but hey, girl. Let's see, I feel good about her also. It's so beautiful. Oh, goodness. Yeah. And I know that time is going to come, you know. But I'm just, like, now, you know, why the Most High giving everybody an opportunity. Like, I feel like that's the best. I feel like that's the best time. Like, now is the time. Because I feel like, you know, when the pandemic started, that's when the Most High, like, really set people down and was like, okay, y'all finna know me or, you know, get caught up in the calamity. For real. That's just how I seen it, you know, during that time. And I also wanted to speak on this book that I'm reading. It's called
To Worship and Bow Down to
What is it? Oh, this book called, I think it's Returning of the Gods or something like that. But it talks about, hey, how are y'all? I'm glad y'all made it back safe. My head looks a mess. But anywho. Yes, the book is called Returning of the Gods. And it talks about, like, I feel like it's a great book for people who may not understand that JC is not the savior. And like, and that names matter. That names matter. As far as me saying JC is not the savior, because I don't want nobody to say, oh, Yada was on her live talking about, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, but what was I gonna say? But yeah, that's a great book. And also for people who may not know, you know, like, or may not understand what was before, a lot of things that they know, as far as like these pagan holidays and stuff like that. Like, I feel like that's a great book for people to read. And also with understanding who the other gods are and how much impact they can have on a nation. Because it even goes as far as explaining that it's not just, excuse me, that it's not just another god. And we know that, we know that ultimately we fight not against flesh and blood, but principalities and spirits. And so just to like help people understand that it be a spirit on these people, it's a spirit on the people. And I feel like that's a great book to read. And it's not a really thick book. It's not a book, you know, that would take you forever to read or whatever. So I feel like that would be a great book for people to read. I said, hey, you didn't hear me? Could y'all not hear me? No, I can't. Not right now. We finna take a music break. Like, I'm finna be in here for a long time. I'm not. Hey, Lucy Pool. Hey, KK.
Jeremiah 7, when you get to heaven. I'm working on my walk like I was a pedestrian. We separated from his laws when they supposed to be blessed. They got the nerve to look lost when they try to impress us. Then he sent his son with hopes to redeem a possession. I keep him in front to the T like I'm riding a Tesla. If you don't, you see an L's like you riding a Lexus. I pray he live inside of me like a virus infection. Cause nowadays condoms are not the only protection. When it's spirit protection,
request.
When it's spirit connection, the most I got feelings, the sin hurt his heart. He making his heart broke since Noah's Ark. Most of these people claim to love him, but he know you dark. Just put your soul in park. Chill. That's reason. I doubt the trees when you put anything above him, that's cheap. He put policies in order, but we breaking them for no reason. He got tired of seeing disorder, so he gave us over to Egypt. He sent his prophets to warn us, but we still acting like heathens. Then he sent his son cause he loved us, and the Pharisees killed Jesus. But his name wasn't even Jesus, but they changed it to mislead us. Research what you can. Get to really know the man. They ignore him and they dodge him, but they call him when they need him. Now he all that and he awesome, but when the law come, they leave him. I can't sit and let you cross him without talking, that's illegal. This sin getting real awkward, he anointing all of his leaders. We answer like a call center, take a charge all in the season. If salvation
what he say? My sin always seem cheaper.
That grace and that mercy is the only lie that they keep. They don't even have the courtesy
to live by what they read it, because they don't read.
We in a state of emergency, and our kings acting like demons. Our women acting like harlots
when they're aborting and they fetus.
It's like Thanksgiving in hell.
How them English spirits be feasting.
We not connected to power,
so every time they beat us.
To me, they just targets. I just hate the fact that they breathe. I'm really done discussing them, cause there ain't really no reason. I can't let these eyes push my buttons like I'm Keyless. We checks in like Nike, this way bigger than sneakers. And meanwhile, our savior took strikes for it like Adidas. The Holy Spirit now on them, when they come around, they grieve it. And I'm yelling, repent, and I just pray that they all heed it. Cause the Most High not playing right now, I feel I'm getting heated. That law is enough law, you in order, so we teach it. They don't walk it, how they talk it, so it's evident they don't read it. They fake looking so faulty, so they pray, but they believe it. But the one who kept his laws, gonna see them cherries when we leave it. Our spirits immortal, you can't bury us for no reason.
What he say? You can't bury us for no reason. Let me see. I try to add you, Elijah the teacher. Let me see. And I see exactly what she was talking about these holidays, because those was like black holidays where they sold us and stuff. And I said, I'm about to stop celebrating. All praises to the Most High. Oh, sis. All praises to the Most High. All praises to the Most High. That's all I can say for real. All praises to the Most High. Because New Year's is when they were lining up to sell black people or something that I had read. New Year, what the freak? So New Year's is, it's not in the dead of the winter, you know, none of that. It's of a pagan god, Janus, a two-faced pagan god. And, I know.
Man, we have everything.
Shalom, a two-faced pagan god. But yeah, that's not it's our new year. The biblical new year is in March, close to Passover, around the time that the Messiah was born. He was born around that time in the spring, and that'd be my thing. Like, how could it be a new year in the dead of the winter? And also Exodus 2 and 12, I told you to request, cause I can't, it's not showing me I can do it. It had shown me something the other day where they put the Jekyll and Hyde over that piece. Probably so. Mm-hmm. Like, none of this stuff is. And that's what I don't be understanding. Like, even sometimes, like, when I was in the world, like, I used to be, like, I would never feel right about, you know, keeping them holidays and stuff. But, like, it just come down to, like, okay, why are we doing this? And you just start really thinking. And it's, like, the Most High gave us holidays. He gave us stuff to celebrate. But people don't, you know, want to tell the truth or, you know, spread the word or whatever. Because as soon as you start doing something different, like, people try to, like, deem you, oh, you're in a cult, you're this and you're that, and that's just because they don't read the Bible. Pastor herself, but we're not going to get into that. But, yes, girl. Give you back everything. What'd he say?
Talking about the months and the pagan holidays and stuff like that.
Yeah,
man. You know, it's that time where we gotta start practicing our culture. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only way, like, people gonna see, like, you know, there's a difference between us and them.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? That's gonna be the only way.
I definitely agree. And that's the biggest thing, like, us being in this truth and just in this walk in general. Like, we have to show people, we showing people who the Most High truly is and how He designed us to be, which is set apart. People don't understand what the word holy even means. It means to be set apart. Like, we're not like no other nation. And that's just, if you really pay attention to society or just being in the world, you can see that. You're going to see it. Even the plain eye. No kizzy lie. That's what I think. But I know also that the Most High, He also blinded people to where they can't see. And that's literally beyond His word. Because, like He said, like, we gonna even be able to see that we in the last days, and some people legit can't see it. Like, even with the regular two naked eyes, like, people can't see it.
Well, it's more like a, you know, it's the time. Like, you know, we starting to wake up. Our people starting to read, right? We
yes.
Starting to, like, learn. So, yeah, like, you know, they know it's going to be a wrap. Like, as soon as we stand up and start doing what we need to do, they know that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they know it's gonna be a wrap for their shit. Because, like, the fall of Christianity, the fall of Rome is the beginning of our shit. You know what I'm saying? So if we start keeping, like, our feast days, right? Our God made a promise, right? He made a promise to our ancestors. He said that, man, you keep my law, statutes, and commandments according to Exodus 34, the covenant, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, according to Exodus 34, like, he told us what we needed to do to get our land back. You know what I'm saying? If we ever catch ourselves in a jam, like, or in the land of our enemies, like, you know what I'm saying? How we can get our land back. You know, all we got to do is just do our feast days. You know what I'm saying? Start doing our feast days, like Passover, right? That's our memorial when we got our freedom the first time, when he led us out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and then the Feast of Weeks, right? You know what I'm saying? Do the Feast of Weeks in the summer for the summer harvest, for the wheat harvest. And then the Feast of Booths for the corn. You
know okay, saying? Okay,
these
yeah.
All harvest time, they all coincide, all of our holy days coincide with the harvest times. Because, you know, what did he tell Adam? Our God told Adam that you're going to eat bread for all the days of your life. So, like, we get our bread from these grains. You know what I'm saying? So, and then also, like, you know, we used to tithe, right?
You so, said with the tithing, what?
With our tithing, we used to tithe, right?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So, the grain is also a part of, you know what I mean, our tithing. Like, that's how money was created. Bringing your tithe to the priest.
Okay, so for with the tithes, I'm going to tell you what I learned. I don't remember. I think it was Leviticus 15. Maybe not even 15. I could be wrong. But I learned that, like, tithes is not money. It's what we, like you were saying, in the time of the harvest, it's what we grew. It's us bringing forth. First, you know, we give that portion to the Most High, and then we bring to the congregation, you know, whatever else we grew, and you know, everybody share the cream of the crop. I'm just call it that. And also, it made a lot of sense because us as Black people, we not finna show up to each other's house empty handed. You not finna walk up to the door with no dish. What they said, don't come if you ain't bringing nothing.
Right.
So I'm like, that's really us.
He said not to come empty handed.
That's really us.
Our God said not to come empty handed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a potluck, like you said. Like, you know what I mean? He said, man, like, bring something. You know what I mean? He said, don't show up before I'm empty handed. You know what I'm saying? So. And you gotta bring the best or whatever you bring. You know what I'm
right, right. That goes back to Cain and Abel.
Exactly. So you wanna bring the best, you know what I'm saying? You wanna bring the best of whatever your produce is or whatever you got, you know what I mean? If you got animal, bring the first to the flock, you know what I mean? The firstborn of the flock, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He just wants you to do what's right, to follow instructions. Cause I mean, if you follow instructions, then you'll be accepted. That's what he told Cain before he killed Abel. He said, look, if you do what's right in my eyes, you will be accepted. But if you don't do what's right, sin will be at your door.
Mm-hmm.
And its desire will be for you, but you got to rule over it.
That's a fact.
So, you know, this program, like, called sin, or, you know, this demon called sin or whatever, like, our God has sent it to us. Like, he'll send it to your door if you ain't doing what's right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could either be literally your front door, or it could be the door of your heart. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For not doing what's right in his eyes. You know what I'm saying? But you got to rule over it, though. You know what I mean? Because you can rule over it, right? He gave us dominion over these things.
Mm.
Like, he made us like him. He gave us dominion over these things. Like, so we can rule over it, but, you know, you got to practice that discipline. You got to have that one type rule, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. I also want to speak on, they just brought something to me, Ooh, that's a big one for real. Just like people really standing in the power of the Most High for real, and like knowing his power, like that's a deep one. That's something in itself. Because, you know, even now in these days, like people give Hasatan a lot of credit, and it's like, you don't even know the power of the Messiah dying. You don't know the power that he gave you when he told us.
Well, actually, let me stop you there for a second. I mean, I ain't trying to get on your, this, I know this is your platform.
No, I mean.
So I ain't going to try to knock you like that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we also have to understand, too, that we really, our people need to understand, man, Christianity was never made for us. It was never made for us. It was never like our writings. They read our shit. They read our shit, and then they learned how to, like, you know, conquer us. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, they got put on by other Negro nations, right? These other like, you know, Hebrew nations basically got in confederate with these other nations, you know what I'm saying, against us. Like, the whole world came in confederate against us. The whole world came in confederate against Israel. Cut us off from being a nation. Psalms 83, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, with that understanding, knowing that these other nations came together to cut us off from being a nation, that means that nations that look like us, like Moab, right, or even Esau, like these people that look like us, got together with these other nations, and, you know what I'm saying, basically told them, like, our shit, like, told them what they needed to do to overthrow us. And the main thing they knew what they needed to do to overthrow us is to get us to worship another god.
Right.
You know, the first commandment, right? To break the first commandment.
Mm-hmm.
Break the first commandment, that's your ass.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you worshiping other gods, that's your ass. So, you know, because our God is a jealous God.
Right.
So, man, it's very important. It's very imperative to understand that the New Testament was not made for us. It was made by our enemies. You know what I'm saying? They wrote that shit to overthrow us, to get us to idol worship. You know what I mean? So, and they also compiled our scripture. Like, they compiled the Tanakh, you know what I'm saying, in the order to, like, that build you, like, to build it up to where you would idol worship either David or Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, it ain't really like that. You know what I'm saying? It's the way it's written, like, in the Torah, like, this, if you just stick to the law, because that's what the prophets read, right? That's what they read to get their knowledge. The prophets read the Torah, the law, to get their knowledge. So, it's important to understand that we got to go back to the commandments, to the law, to the covenant, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get our land back. That's how we, you know what I'm saying? That's what our God told us we need to do in order to for him to fulfill his promise. But he wiped it out of our memory, though. You know what I'm saying? We just came up out of a harsh bondage.
Right.
We literally just came up out of slavery. You know what I'm saying? Like, not that long ago. Some of these states didn't even become states until, like, the early 1900s. I'm talking about here in the United States. Like, California didn't become a state until, like, the early 1900s. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they were still conquering shit. They were still conquering land. Like, they was fighting for this bitch for a minute. You know what I'm saying? All the way up until, like, the 1800s. You know what I'm saying? And still chasing us, you know what I mean, all over this, you know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, man, this is a lot, man. Like, he wiped it out of our memory. You know what I mean? He wiped our culture out of our memory, so mm-hmm. We gotta, like, you know what I'm saying, like, get back to, like, you know, Christianity fucked us up. You know what I'm saying? Waiting on the Messiah fucked us up. We don't need a Messiah. What we need is men with integrity willing to, like, you know, lead their households, you know what I'm saying, like, get their households in order to keep the law, you know what I'm saying, to keep the Passover, to keep the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Booths at the appointed time. Let me say that again, because people got time fucked up too. You know what I mean? People not understanding, like, you know, our people need to remember that we kept track of time by the moon cycles. You know what I'm saying? We keep track of time by the moon. You know what I'm saying? From new moon to new moon, right? Sabbath to Sabbath. You know what I'm saying? It's really that simple. Like, I mean, we gotta get back to that.
I mean, I'm going to have to look into, you know, some of the things you said. Yeah, I'm going to have to look into it. But,
yeah, I know it's a lot, man. Especially if you've been, like, taught, like, you know what I'm saying? If you've been like indoctrinated like with a Christianity, like, you know what I'm saying, to the point, like, some of us been like, you know, indoctrinated more than others. Like, to where we have to, like, where some of us grew up in a church. I don't know if you grew up in a church. Have you? Like, did you grow up in a church?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, some of us grew up in a church and was really, like, indoctrinated with Christianity, like tough. So it's like, you know what I mean, I understand, like, you know what I mean, it's harder for some of us to let go. But man, we gotta let that shit go, man. Like, the book of Acts has its historical value to it, right? Because it talks about, like, the beginning of Christianity. But like the letters that Paul wrote, like, you know, like to Thessalonians, Corinthians, Book of Hebrews, like these are just books or letters that Paul wrote to these different churches or different nations to spread Christianity, to convince people to follow Jesus and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, now Paul was there when they murdered Stephen. You know what I'm saying? Stephen was the one, like, was really the only prophet of the New Testament. They literally apprehended Stephen for telling everybody, like, man, this Jesus is going to change the laws and customs that Moses set up, you know what I'm saying? And that shit came to pass. And they stoned him for that shit. Now, you got to read back over that shit from, like, with a perspective from, like, a person who's been, like, you know, conquered by Christianity. You got to read it from a perspective from a person who's been, like, overthrew with Jesus. Or with the Messiah, you know what I mean? With waiting on, you know what I mean?
Sure,
with that concept,
sis.
With the ideology. With the ideology of that, you know what I'm saying? We gotta break down that ideology. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not our shit. You know what I mean? They plagiarize our shit. They plagiarize our shit. Facts. They plagiarize our shit, man. Like, the New Testament was written in Greek anyway. It wasn't even written in Hebrew. It's not originally written in Hebrew. So, you know what I mean? This is a lot, man. Yeah, you gotta just, like, you gotta go back to the drawing board, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm gonna
definitely do my research, cause,
you know what I'm saying, like, it's, man, trust me, I know, cause, like, when I was seeking, like, you know what I mean, I've been seeking my whole life, you know what I mean, like, for real, like, on and off, you know what I'm saying, like, I always knew there was a God, but, like, I always, like, you know, got distracted, you know what I'm saying, with the, with wickedness, so I always, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I went in a lot of dark places, you know what I'm saying, a lot of different dark places to, like, seek and see, like, you know what I mean, and I've been in a lot of dark places, and I, you know what I mean, but then I, when I came home and shit, like, after my last time coming home, because I've been in a prison before, but, like, after I came home my last time and shit, like, and I, you know what I'm saying, like, my brother, my blood brother, my mother's son, you know what I mean, he told me to look again, like, he gave me, like, you know what I'm saying, like, he gave me, like, encouragement to look again, like, you know what I mean, to read the Bible again. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You hear me? Yeah, my fault. But my brother, he gave me encouragement, right, to read again. Because I've read it before, but I didn't read it, like, I always thought that the Bible was a white man's book, right? I thought it was written by the white man. I didn't think it was our shit. You know what I'm saying? I used to think like everybody else, like, when it came to that shit, so I didn't understand that it was written by Moses and it was written thousands of years ago. You know what I mean? So I read it from a new perspective, gave it a chance, and man, it just resonated with me. Like, I understood it. Like, like I understood that Abraham was my ancestor. Like, because I mean, I was circumcised, so I'm like, yeah, this shit started with Abraham. Okay, man. Like, then let me. I went into other things, and you know what I'm saying, and seen that, you know, it applied to me for real. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, you just got, like, people gotta, like, go back and look again, man, and just understand, like, you know, can't wait on the Messiah, man. That's what got us fucked up. Ain't nothing gonna change if we wait on the Messiah. What we gotta do is we gotta get together for these feast days, you know what I'm saying, so we can congregate, you know what I mean, and talk about, you know, what we gonna do, you know what I mean, during those times, you know what I mean? Those are the high holy days and the appointed time. Those are when we have the holy convocations and shit like that, you know what I mean? We gotta get together for that. Start there, you know what I mean? Celebrate our first independence, right? Because we're not celebrating our Independence Day. We gotta celebrate our Independence Day. Passover is the Independence Day. That's when we got liberated. The first time. So we gotta do that again. We gotta go back to that. You know what I mean? So we could. That's the only way we're gonna get our nation back. I promise. It's the only way.
What? Oh, no. I don't know what I did.
Shalom.
I don't know what I did. All praise to the Most High, y'all. But yes, go read that book. It is titled Returning of the Gods. It tells you all of that stuff. But I'm definitely gonna do my research about what the brother was saying. I'm not telling y'all, you know, to completely believe in any of that or anything like that. But I don't feel the same with that necessarily. Yeah. One love, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'm still looking for mediators, administrators. I'm looking for people to co-host. I'm looking for all of that good stuff, y'all. I'm taking donations. If you know that I've been in a hardship right now, I will put my Cash App link in the description of the video. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'm sorry, y'all. This video has just been, you know, this broadcast has just been a little all over the place, and forgive me for that. But y'all know I like to keep it short and sweet. May y'all tune in for the next one. Shalom.
And my heart's his name. Thank you.
Alright, y'all. Shalom.